Republicans in the U.S. House today released a plan to replace former President Barack Obama's signature health care law. The new plan would phase out the Affordable Care Act's expansion of Medicaid. That may be a deal killer for several Senate Republicans, including Lisa Murkowski. The House proposal offers tax credits to help people buy insurance if they don't get it through their jobs. But as APRN Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin reports, those tax credits are far less generous to Alaskans than the subsidies in existing law.
Under the Affordable Care Act, what we have now, a middle-income Alaskan who buys a policy on healthcare.gov gets more of a subsidy than somebody of the same age with the same income who lives in, say, Reno, Nevada, where insurance is cheaper.
Yeah, so people in Alaska get pretty big tax credits under the Affordable Care Act, and that's for a couple of reasons.
Cynthia Cox is a policy researcher at the Kaiser Family Foundation.
First of all, the tax credits are tied to how much premiums cost in a given area, and Alaska just happens to have very high health insurance premiums compared to the rest of the country.
The other factor in how tax credits are calculated under the Affordable Care Act is income relative to the poverty line, which is set higher in Alaska. In all, some 18,000 Alaskans bought policies through healthcare.gov last year. They received nearly $146 million in tax credits. The credits are often described as subsidies. Same thing, Cox says.
What most people think of as the financial help that people are getting when they shop on healthcare.gov, those are actually tax credits under the Affordable Care Act. And so the House Republicans' plan would also use tax credits, but they would calculate those tax credits in a different way.
Under the Republican proposal, the amount of tax credit would be the same in all parts of the country, though it would vary by age. So consider the tax credits for a 60-year-old man in Fairbanks who earns $50,000 a year. He's eligible for about $20,000 in tax credits, covering most of the premium for a silver-level Affordable Care Act plan. Under the House Republican plan, his tax credits would drop to $4,000 a year. And a 60-year-old in low-cost Reno, Nevada, he'd also receive $4,000 a year in tax credits under the Republican plan. Younger people would get less. Under the Affordable Care Act, the average tax credit for an eligible Alaskan is $9,000 per year. Of course, tax credits aren't the whole story. Under the Affordable Care Act, the individual mandate requires people to buy substantial coverage, and those policies cost more. Cox says that's one of the big trade-offs and criticisms of the ACA. She says a person could save money under the Republican plan by buying bare bones coverage in some states.
So that might mean that you pay less for your premium, but when you go to the doctor or you have a hospital stay, you would pay more out of pocket.
Alaska Governor Bill Walker was at the White House recently and met with Health Secretary Tom Price. One thing Walker says he pushed to get across is that health care isn't the same across every state.
And how in some places you might take an ambulance 3 miles. In Alaska, you'll take a, you call for 911, you end up with a medevac of some sort. Could be, you know, tens of thousands of dollars. So it's just, it's a different situation in Alaska than it is in Lower 48.
Alaska's U.S. senators say they want to repeal the Affordable Care Act, which they say isn't working for Alaska. But they've also said they don't want to pull the rug out from under Alaskans who rely on it. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.